prior to European ships arriving in Akaroa, of course, we now well and truly know that there was the slaughter of Te Maihara Nui's people was because of some skullduggery. A part of that was caused or created by an English skipper and his crew who had brought Te Rauparaha down to Akaroa to the main purpose was to capture Te Maihara Nui because of who he was. Now, he was an Araki chief, and there was only one in South Island at the time, and that was Te Maihara Nui. So he was a very high-ranking person. In his wisdom, this is Te Rauparaha, decided that he would try and capture him. It's written, and he said that the reason for doing that would be to, in revenge for some of his chiefs that were killed in Kaiapoi, and he wanted to use him as an example. And so he sought out to capture him, bartered with this captain steward of the ship Elizabeth, and sailed into Akaroa with some of his warriors and hidden below deck so that nobody could see them. And after a few days, he was able to entice Te Maihara Nui onto the ship, and they captured him. And the day after that, they came ashore and slaughtered all his people at Takapuneke. And so that got around the peninsula that these things were being used to kill our people. So when the ship arrived for the governors to sign, get someone to sign the treaty, my great Uncle John loved Tikal and Iwiko, who signed the treaty on behalf of our people. They were given that right to do so. Now, some people say that both of them weren't old enough to be chiefs, but they were spokespeople for their people, and they were given that role because they were fluent in the English language and they were educated people. So they were spokespeople for the local Ngāi people. When that ship arrived in Akaroa, it sat out in the harbour for 3 days, and of course the weather was rough, and they did lose an anchor, and a ship dragged its chain, and they were trying to get the people to go out and sign the treaty. My grandfather, who was a historian in his own right, said that his uncle John wouldn't go anywhere near the ship. And if they did go out to do some trading on any English ship that arrived in Akaroa Harbour, they would be very aware, and they always held their guns, what they had, close to their side in case they had another person like Te Rauparaha sitting on board, hidden. So they were very suspicious of English ships and their crew because of that slaughter of Te Maihara Nui years before. So we know that the treaty was brought onshore, and we know that the treaty was signed at Ōnuku, 3 miles away from Takapuneke. Ōnuku is very significant in the history of New Zealand. There is another reason for that. Because of the slaughter of Te Maihara Nui and his hapū, several weeks later, when the ship Elizabeth sailed into Sydney, they unfortunately took a young Māori fellow who was one of the crew of the ship. And of course he started telling the people about what had happened at Akaroa in Sydney. And the then governor decided if this was true, then they have a murderer on board in Sydney from being the skipper of the ship of Elizabeth. And so he immediately had him arrested and his crew. He was to be tried for murder, but unfortunately that didn't happen and he escaped, and nobody's ever heard of him since. But from that result of that, the message got back to the Queen, and they felt immediately that there was a threat of the Maori people uprising because of that, and any new settlers arrived on the shores could be slaughtered. So they decided that the decision was written from Sydney to say we had better send out a strong force to represent England in New Zealand because of that slaughter. Not only to look after our people, I think it was designed mainly to look after the new settlers, and that's what happened. And of course, when the governor Busby arrived in New Zealand and set up resident in the North Island, the request was to send out a force of soldiers and marines to help make this country a better place for settlers and for our people to live in peace. And so unfortunately that didn't happen, because they sent out a small force with him, and they were well and truly armed, and so he immediately felt that he was not secure in the force that he really wanted to be able to look after New Zealand in a peaceful way. So he immediately set up a confederation of chiefs, and they were built up as a force to help him govern New Zealand and to keep law and order. So when the treaty was signed, or the treaty was written, on the treaty some of the first words you see is that there was an involvement of the Confederation of Chiefs. So Akaroa has a lot of history there to be proud of, really. Not proud of the slaughter, but be proud of why things happened in the past. And that was one reason why, in my opinion, we got a Treaty of Waitangi. And that's where it started. So we need to protect Takapuna Kia. And that's one of the things we're trying to do now.